And 7 minutes gone, Ireland are one up against Canada in the World Cup. Let's go live to Perth in Western Australia. Our reporter Samantha Lebrary is pitchside at the Rectangular Stadium. Sam.
Gavin, Katie McCabe is just approaching the goal again. So, no, not to be this time. But as you said, 7 minutes in, I didn't think that I would have much to report. But sorry, I'm at the opposite end of the goal, so just trying to see what's going on here. But just 3 minutes into the game, we forced a corner. Katie McCabe took that corner and took what will be one of the goals of the tournament to put us 1-0 ahead. And as we've been saying all the way in the run-up to this game, we either have to win or draw to enable Ireland to progress in this tournament. And this is a fantastic start for the team against the Olympic champions. The Rectangular Stadium here in Perth is packed to capacity of 20,000. The majority of the people here are in green, white and orange. There's a few Canadians to be seen. There's random bursts of heavy rain here kept people away for some time, but it filled up just before the match kicked off. There's leprechaun hats and ponchos to be seen, and a didgeridoo performance opened the proceedings here. Now, just before the teams lined out came the news that Heather Payne is out and Shamrock Rovers Anya O'Gorman is in her place. Earlier we were told that Lucy Quinn is in for Marissa Shiva, and Louise Quinn, despite her ankle trouble, has started. Vera Powell said Lucy Quinn would give more power at the start, and that has certainly come to pass. But, you know, it's now eight, nearly 9 minutes in, and I'm sure you'll come back to me later in the game for some updates. Katie McCabe just approaching goal again. But, no, we'll come back later.
Samantha Lebrary at the Rectangular Stadium in Perth, where Ireland are 1-0 up against Canada with 8 minutes gone. And the noise that Samantha heard at the start of her report at the other end of the stadium from where she was Katie McCabe in on goal again, taken down. There was an appeal for a penalty, not given. 9 minutes gone in the game. It's 1-0 to Ireland against Canada. 29 minutes gone in Perth. Ireland 1, Canada 0 in Group B of the World Cup, our second game. Let's cross live to the Rectangular Stadium in Perth, Western Australia. Our reporter Samantha Lebrary is pitchside. Sam.
Well, Gavin, since that astonishing goal from Katie McCabe in the fourth minute of this game, Canada have done very little to put Ireland under pressure. It was 15 minutes before the Canadians had their first shot on goal. Another one came a minute after that, but on both occasions, Courtney Brosnan dealt comprehensively with those. At around 22 minutes, there was another threat when Anya O'Gorman stumbled and lost the ball in front of our goal. The Canadians took a shot, but again, it was picked up by Courtney Brosnan. And just now, the 29th minute, just before you came to me, the Canadians had a corner, but after some scrambling, that went over the bar. The team overall, Ireland, look much more in attacking mode than they have in previous games. The challenge now will be to hold on to this lead for as long as they can.
Yes, we had a long wait in New York and a long wait in Stuttgart after taking the early lead in big games. These 85 minutes that it's going to be from the goal to the end of this game are going to last an eternity, Sam.
It's going to be a long time, but there is huge support here, and any time Ireland are on the ball, you can hear the support of the 20,000 fans that are in the stadium. The majority of them are Irish, and you'd hope that that will cause them or help them along the way. Now, Vera Powell was asked before kickoff about her use of substitutes. We know that she doesn't normally do much to change the game, and she said she will look at this game and see how it's going. At the moment, she probably have very little reason to change. But as the game progresses, and you know, we have to remember Canada are the Olympic champions, they have some superstars on their side, so we'll just have to wait and see. There are subs here warming up. That cheer there is for Abby Larkin as she runs by me here, but we'll see if any changes are made between now and half time or after half time.
Samantha Lebrary in Perth, Ireland leading 1-0.